and gents, and welcome back to the Mags Live Audio Show. And yes, we are back in quarantine. But in this quarantine, like in this episode, we will come out better. We will be discussing today how to stay healthier during quarantine. Let's get into it. And gents, welcome back to the Mags Live Audio Show. As always, I'm your host, James Khan, and in today's Friday installment of the episode, we will be discussing staying fit and healthy during this crappy time in quarantine. We've all been through one quarantine as of the previous hit of this thing that came on. So, a lot of people just wasted their time previously to just relax, chill out, whatever that was. But staying healthy and staying fit, especially during times that your body's not in its best mental state, is just crucial to keep you going no matter what happens. This is what we are going to be talking about today. Staying healthy during tough times. So, imagine that you just bought your dream car. You go, you sit in, it just smells like a brand new car. You know that smell of the new thing, the leather, the smell of something that it's not being used before by anybody else. You sit in your car, you feel good, you feel comfortable, you feel confident, you feel good, real good. You just got your dream car. So, you drive out the dealership, the first stop is the gas station. You go in and you put in a certain amount of gas. You drive off, you go about your day. Days go by, oh my God. You use your car, you need a refill. You go, you stop at a gas station, pump it up, drive off, go about your day. We all have, at least most of us that own a car, we all have our said so gas station. What that means is you will not just pump up your car with petrol or diesel or whatever that is. You're not going to pump up your car with whatever gas station you find in your way. Subconsciously, you stop at a gas station that you know offers you good quality of gas. That's what you do. Subconsciously, you go like, I don't know this gas station, I'm not gonna stop unless it's 100% in need that I'm going to run out of gas. If I'm not gonna run out of gas anytime soon, I can wait to stop to the gas station I know and I trust, and I've been pumping up my cars with gas for as long as I can remember. So you wait and you wait until you drive to that specific gas station. You repeat that over and over. You don't put your car whatever gas you can find. No, you choose what you trust. You love your car. Why would you put crappy stuff in it, right? But something happens to your car. Or you grow up, you get a little bit more money, you like another car, you go buy that. So you get a new car, but you do not change your gas station. You only go to that gas station no matter what happens if you change your car. Imagine that your dream car is your body, but you're not getting a second one. You're born with what you have. If you do not take care of what you already have, sooner or later, you will regret it. Because imagine that your car is your machine. You only Imagine that your body is your machine. You only get one of it. If you do not take care, if you do not take good care of it, it's not going to be pleasant. You're going to have health issues. You're going to have weight management issues. You're going to have sleep problems. You're going to have so many problems that you will not even begin to realize. And everything starts with what you put into your body. So, in order to feel better, both physically, mentally, the first thing that you have to assess is your nutrition. Why do I say that? For the most part, a lot of people just count on whatever they can find, they shove it up their mouths, pretty happy, I'm fed up, I'm good. But what you fail to realize, your body processes different foods in a different way. A lot of people are like, a lot of people just attached a bad idea, a bad name into the word diet. I'm not calling a good nutrition a diet. I call good nutrition an eating plan, a nutrition plan, whatever you want to call it. Point is, having a solid and good and quality nutrition plan can go a long way. I'm not saying you will not splurge every now and then, no. But keep it in control. Keep your body fueled with quality stuff. So, number one, staying healthy in quarantine. Nutrition plays a major role, especially for people that are athletic or that want to be athletic, that want to keep their physique at a good holding pattern and not just go overboard. What you can do is just increase your protein intake. You have three major components in your nutrition. One, it's protein. It's the building block. It's what helps muscle tissue grow and be preserved. Number two, carbohydrates. Carbohydrates, when they are consumed, they're broken down to sugars and they are fuel. They're considered to be fuel. Your body has stored carbohydrates in it so that it can function properly. Number three, fats. Fats make up, for the most part, they help your hormonal levels to be where they need to be. Your hormonal levels are essential both for men and women so that you can function properly. A little disclaimer, I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a certified nutritionist. What I'm saying is what I've read and through experience, and it's my opinion. Please, if you know more, let me know. We can talk about it. So, let's continue. So, by consuming greater amounts of protein, especially when you cannot work out as you want, or if you do not work out and you want to stay physically in good shape, increasing your protein intake while sorting out the rest depending on your caloric needs will help you massively. Where you should start? Number one point with your nutrition. Again, nutrition is key. Number one, set your caloric needs for the day, your BMR, your basic metabolic rate. What that means is, how many calories do you need to live without doing anything excess? No form of exercise whatsoever. I'm going to include a calculator in the show notes, so just make sure to use that one. So, go and calculate your basic metabolic rate. Since you're in quarantine, what I would say is just bump it up a little bit. Just a little bit, or keep it where it is, because you're not going to be getting any stimulating exercise function anytime soon, which means that if you get any exercise at all, it's just going to be more cardiovascular based. So, calculate your basic metabolic rate. Number two, as soon as you have that, that's your calories. That's what you have to consume throughout the day. Take that, multiply that by, say, 40%. That is going to be your take your basic metabolic rate, multiply that by 0.40. That is going to be your protein intake, your building block. Prioritize protein intake. After you have your 40 calculated, multiply the BMR that you have by 0.3. That is going to be your carbohydrate intake. Since you're not going to be moving too much, you're not going to be exercising too much, you will not have a big expenditure of carbohydrates. So what do? You go in and you start removing a little bit more of the carbohydrates. You keep them at a moderate level. And what remains is the fats. You calculate, you multiply your BMR by, again, 0.3. That gives us 100% for your fats. Step number two. Since you prioritize your protein, make sure that you have enough throughout the day. It does not necessarily have to come from meats or whatever. Just hit your protein mark and you're good to go. For your carbohydrates, I know it's just too difficult, but try minimizing sugary stuff as much as possible, because what that's going to do for you, sugary foods, as soon as you consume something that has a certain amount of sugar in it, your insulin spikes. As soon as your insulin spikes, the sugar levels in your blood are higher. What that does, it creates what you think it creates. It's just an energy increase. What really happens, though, that it's a short burst of energy because of the sugar levels in your body, which lasts a very short amount of time. As soon as that is done, you crash because you had the sugar rush before. You think that you need more energy, so you consume more sugary stuff, and it's a loop of destruction. If you're going to have something, if you have a little bit of a sweet tooth and you want to have something, have it and keep in mind you will have that crash. So try to minimize the sugary stuff that you consume, because it's going to help you mentally and physically as well. Number three, your fats. Your fats need to come from quality stuff. I would say nuts, avocados, egg yolks, olive oil. This stuff help you build a solid hormonal background and just keep you healthy in general. Your brain is made out of fats. So having fats, quality sources of fat, is essential. A couple years ago, there was this stench with fats that they get you fat. That's not getting fatter, having higher weight strictly is about how much you consume. If you consume more if you consume more calories than the calories that you expend, you're going to gain weight. It's just a simple equation. If you eat more than you expend, you will gain weight. If you eat less, you will lose weight. If you eat the same, you will stay at the same weight. So prioritize your nutrition, prioritize your protein intake, control sugary foods, and eat healthy fats. The second chapter of this episode is exercising. Staying healthy during tough mental times, such as quarantine, is essential, because, like I said before, if you take care of your nutrition, you will be at a better mental state, since your body is going to feel better because you're feeding the correct stuff. Keeping your body on the move, it's also going to help you. The things that you can do now, So, depending on where you live, you have specific restrictions on your physical activities. But you can walk for the most part. From people communicating around, I can see that people can go for some sort of physical exercise outside. Go outside and walk. Walk before breakfast. Get some physical activity in. Get moving, because when you work out, when you exercise, your body releases endorphins. Endorphins, for those of you out there that don't know, endorphins help you feel good. It's a hormone that splurges into your body, and you feel good when it does. Your body releases endorphins when you exercise. Get some sort of exercise. You can start with a simple walk. Then, as soon as you're somewhat bored with walks, you can go and start working out. You can do a couple squats, jump squats, crunches, planks, push-ups. Do things that help your body move. Do not stay still. It's going to help you mentally and physically. You're going to come out of this stronger. Again, what you do for your body is going to come and chase you or thank you afterwards. Take care of yourself, especially during these tough times. It is an essentiality. It is essential that you help your body endure this time and stay healthy. So to recap, give your body quality nutrition, prioritize your protein intake after you calculate your basic metabolic rate through the equations I will attach on the show notes. Keep sugary foods for your carbohydrates at as low as possible, and eat good quality fats to keep your hormonal balances leveled. Number two, stay moving. Keep doing some form of exercise. It's going to release endorphins into your body. You're going to feel a whole lot better. Take care of yourself. Take care of your loved ones. Spend time with them. Stay safe as much as possible. Take care of your body. You only get one, especially right now, where your health is at stake. Take care of your nutrition. Take care of your exercise regime. Take care of your body. Stay calm. We've been through this before. Be nice to people no matter what happens. Stay humble. Work smart. And I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for logging in on this Friday installment of the Max Live Audio Show. I'll see you in the next one. Stay safe, and remember, what you want to do is going to, and remember, your dream body, your dream life, your dreams are one step away. As soon as you take that leap of faith, as soon as you make that decision to start doing, instead of just thinking about it, yeah, I'm gonna do it. As soon as you start, you're one step closer. Work hard, work smart, keep dreaming. Thank you for logging in again. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.